Let us turn to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28 through 32. It says, "And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the word of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, then he came down from the mount, that Moses was not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid and to come nigh to him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron called, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them the commandment, all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai." I entitled this message, Are we Shining? Holy, righteous Heavenly Father, we come before you, righteous Heavenly Father, just asking you, Lord, please fill this place with the Holy Ghost, Lord. May it be your work, not mine, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you, fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Empty myself out, and I just ask you, may it be your words, your wisdom, your knowledge, and Lord, and be just you, Lord, they see and hear from. Lord, I just ask you, give me the wisdom and hide me behind the cross, Lord. I ask you, Lord, may someone get help today, Lord. I just ask you now, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I looked at the word shine. The word shine means emit, to give, or reflect light, be radiant or bright with light, glimmer, to glow, or to stand out, or excel. And here we look at verse 28, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. And basically, I'm going to sum this up real quick and just paraphrase what's happening here. Moses had to go back for a second time to talk to the Lord, because earlier, the Lord called him up for he was going to give the Ten Commandments. And while the Lord was giving him the Ten Commandments the first time, the first 40 days and 40 nights without food or water, here, the children of Israel sinned against the Lord, made a molten calf of gold. And here, Moses had to plead for their lives, because God was going to wipe them out. And he said, "No, Lord, remember what you did? You pulled us out of Egypt. Remember the promises you gave to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Don't forget your covenant with us." So he was sitting there being somewhat of an advocate for us, like Christ is for us. Sitting there saying, "Lord, please don't do this. Remember what you've promised us." And so the Lord aside said, okay, he repented what he did and moved on. But he still had to have Moses go down and says, "You got to clean this mess up." And when Moses went down with the original Ten Commandments, he broke it. I'll discuss what he saw, what the children of Israel did. And now God had to call him again back up. "All right, now since they've broken the commandments and the covenant between me, you have to come back up and redo this again. But this time, since you broke the Ten Commandments, you're going to have to hoe out a brand new one, and you have to bring it up to us, to me." And here we see here, now he's been doing this whole time, and now they're redoing the covenant and the Ten Commandments. And here we see, and he was there for 40 days, in verse 28 says, "And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat bread nor drink water." Right there, that's a miracle right there. He already did it once already. Then the next day, he had to go back up there to the Lord for the second time. Now, was that, for me, I was shocked. I even tried looking for commentators for this, and they would not explain it. I looked from Matthew Henry to Wiersbe to John MacArthur and a couple other. They just overlooked it, like that wasn't that big of a deal. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it's like, what does that tell me? What did Jesus tell Satan when he was being tempted for 4 days and 40 nights? "You cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the word of God." And that's what Moses was getting. He was getting the word of God. the Ten Commandments. He was rewriting the Ten Commandments for Moses right there. And he was living by the Word of God, and he was living by the Holy Ghost. He was preparing them. He made sure he would not die right there. Because remember, when God calls you, he's not going to leave you in the wilderness by yourself and let you waste away. He was sustaining him the whole time when he was up there. And that's what blew my mind. It's like, why wouldn't they try to hit more on that, on the commentaries? And they just, only one that was hitting on it a little bit was Matthew Henry. And it just boggled my mind. It's like, here's a miracle that no one's ever seen.
Yep.
Twice a man did that, 40 days and 40 nights. Nothing. And here, it was just extraordinary what he was doing to Moses. And not drink water, and he wrote upon the tablets of the word. And I just find it so extraordinary. And we see here, I want you to turn with me to I already skipped some of these. But I want you to see basically, I want you to look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. I want you to look at that, because remember, God called him up. So I want you to look at verse 1 of chapter 4. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when he was tempted to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made into bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Here, it's the same thing, similar thing is occurring with Moses. God called him up. Here, the Holy Spirit called Jesus up to the wilderness. And we're seeing the same exact thing occurring. And he's sitting there, just depending on the Lord. His eyes never is taken off the Lord. He's just staying focused and just staying meditative straight on. It's like, Lord, what do you want me? I mean, we see in verse 34 at one point in chapter 34, where God appears to him and says, I am the Lord thy God. And right after he gets done saying everything that God says to him, what does Moses do? He falls on his face. He worships him because he heard the word of God. And that's how we get to salvation, is by hearing the Word of God. When it's preached to us, we hear it for the first time. And that's what strengthens Moses to keep going for the 40 days and 40 nights. And then he, like I said, he keeps his eye on him. And when, just like it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, but my God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory, Christ Jesus. Here, God is supplying his need. He needs to survive for 40 days and 40 nights with no food, no water, and he supplies it right there because he kept his eye on God. He kept staying focused. And he kept hearing the word. The word was feeding them like manna. But when it was when they left Egypt, manna started running, falling out of the sky, and they say, what is this? And they just kept eating it because it was strengthened and kept going. And this is what this is. The word is manna to us, just like the Moses it is to us. And here we see, then we see how he kept his eyes on him. But when you hang out with the Lord, something's going to change in you. We see here, verse 29, it comes to pass when Moses comes down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses was not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. He didn't have a clue. The word here says was not means not to know. He had no idea that his face was shining. He had no clue. He had no idea that his face was shining because he was hanging out with the Lord. People, What was the difference between the first time, the first 40 days and 40 nights? The difference was God had to be interrupted because he saw what Israel was doing when they were sinning against them, making them calf out of gold. God had to stop and say, hey, you got to go down to my children and stop this before I wipe them out. This is a big difference. There was nothing interfering between God and him talking to one another. And you see right here, Moses was shining. He didn't have a clue that he was even shining. When you hang out with God, there's going to be certain characteristics of you that's going to be different, and you don't even realize it. You could have a smile on your face instead of always being Debbie Downer, like I like to say with Sarah sometimes. She's a Debbie Downer. I say, you know, she could have a totally different character. It's like, hi, when she normally she is, I just tease her because she's normally now. I'm the Debbie Downer. But there's times like, well, you know what? That I don't, instead of getting hit, you know, almost getting hit by a car, say, well, maybe the guy didn't see me. I make an excuse for the guy and pray for him. Now, that's out of characteristics for me sometimes. My first reaction is honk the horn, say, you moron, pay attention to what you're doing. And that's what the Lord does. He sits there and puts different values in our head, different. We start having charity in our heart for every person we come across. Instead of, you're my enemy, how can I help you? And it's what this is what's starting to happen with the rays that Moses sucks in. It's kind of like Superman sucking in the rays from the where he gets his strength. That's how it is when we get the Word of God. We're sucking in God's glory into us, getting closer to God, giving us our strength. And the also thing I noticed too with the tablets, he was carrying the tablets. He wasn't ashamed of carrying it either. Like this is basically like a tablet for us. This is the Word of God. I've noticed with some people, they're afraid to carry this in their workplace. Now Brett can tell you firsthand, he had no problem carrying it in there, and people will still mess with him. But I'm telling you, because he's not ashamed of the Word. Maybe those other people who was messing with him was ashamed, but they're going to have to answer that for one day. Right. One day you're going to have to stand before God, and he says in his Word, if you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. It's as simple as that. And we see here, Moses just keep going. He keeps carrying the Word, keeps carrying the Ten Commandments, and he's just shining. And then when he comes to Aaron, all the children of children. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, which means shine, and they were afraid to come nigh unto him. This was the other thing I was having trouble when I was studying for this with commentaries. They would not say, why were they afraid? Well, there was two possibilities. Either they were still thinking they're going to get punished for what they did 40 days earlier before Moses had to re-go back up there again, or B, like the Bible says, let's go over to the, let's see, no. But like it says in about Jesus, like, no, let's go over there, because I don't want to misquote it. 1 John 1, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Talking about the light. Talking about Lord Jesus Christ. Here, they finally see the glory of God, and here they're afraid. They are flat out afraid of his glory. Seeing God's glory, it's like, because either they were there was only two possibilities. Either they were afraid because they were going to get punished, or B, they did not want to see the glory of God. They didn't want to have their sin reflect shine out on them. And it's like, I found it awkward. It's like, for a commentary, it's not even trying to hit on this, and just leave it up to speculation. It's like, there's only two possibilities. And it's weird how that occurs. But what does Moses do if you look over there? Because they were afraid. It says in verse 31, it says, Moses called unto them, says, hey, come on. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked to them. They were so afraid they wouldn't come to him, but he said, come, I got something for you. Don't worry, just come. You notice their fears went away because they said they didn't stay away, they came. So obviously they weren't afraid no more. And so he said, come, return unto me. And Moses talked to him. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment to all that the Lord has spoken unto them, unto him. Here we see Moses saying, "Don't be basically come back. Don't be afraid, and I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to give you what God has given us. I'm going to give you the holy word." And that's where I want us to look at Romans 10:17. Says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Here, this is the word of God. He's giving them. He's telling them basically, come back to me. Don't be afraid of what you see. Come back and hear the word. It's going to save you. It's going to help you. It's going to save you from your sins if you just come to me and hear what God has to say. Because we see it right here. We see it. They finally came back after they were afraid, and he gave them the word. It doesn't say they ran away afterward either. And that's what's the amazing thing part about this. This Lord just keeps going and giving to them. And another thing I want us to look to, Psalms 147. Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20 says, "He shown his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with a nation, and as far for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord." Here we see no other nation has ever received God's word until now. Like Moses handed them. This is the first time you ever see this. God's word is being handed to people, mortal men, and he chooses the children of Israel to hand it to them. And this is a blessing. This is a wonderful time. This is what starts everything for the children of Israel. They're getting the Ten Commandments. They're getting the Word of God. So before, they only heard it. Now they're getting handwritten by God. Here, this is what I want you to follow. This is my covenant with you. This is my commandment with you. Just follow me, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Just like Jesus said, once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's why we need to stay focused on the Lord. We need to stay focused on him forever. Because if you see Moses, he was up there 4 days and 40 nights. He stayed focused. Look at what he accomplished throughout his lifetime. When he came to the Lord, parting on the sea. Lord used him to be a shepherd over 3 million to up to, 5 million people, estimated, for children of Israel. You know how impossible that is to be a shepherd over that? Because you had God giving you the power, the wisdom, the knowledge to go forth in doing this. That's like for us, for being children of God. He has given us his word. His word became flesh. And he was with God and is God. That's the thing. Are we accepting his word? Are we accepting his glory? Remember, it's not our glory, it's his glory. Don't be like Satan being prideful and saying, "Hey, this is my glory." But are we staying focused on him and trying to follow him? My question is to you, are we reflecting what God's given us? Are we trying to hide the candle underneath our bed? Or are we trying to show the light that God's given us? And my next question is to you, if you're not saved, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time now to know him as your Lord and Savior. Because this is what it says in Romans 10. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between a Jew and a Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is your chance now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to come now. Because time is going away. It's time to stay focused on the Lord. It's like just like Moses did. He didn't know he was reflecting God's glory. He had no idea. If you want God in you to shine the light, you got to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I just thank you for your time. And I just pray right now. It says, Lord Jesus, I come before your righteous Heavenly Father. May you help everyone here, Lord, with the message. And I also ask you, Lord, may you shine your light and your glory to every person here, Lord. I just thank you for your mercy and grace. I thank you for your righteousness. And I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me just to preach your word, Lord, that I have no privilege to even utter your word, Lord, because I am nothing, Lord. But I ask you, Lord, please help these people, strengthen them, encourage them. If there's anyone here that's not saved, may they come forward, Lord, and accept you as Lord and Savior, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Next page of our song, we are...